This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It's estimated that up to 20% of veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan are suffering or will suffer from PTSD. Treatment for the disorder ranges from intensive therapy to meditative hobbies like model building or yoga, knitting, even fly fishing. In fact, a recent study found significant improvements in perceptual stress, anxiety, and sleep quality for vets who took part in a two-day, three-night fly fishing retreat. Producer Jessica Murray waded it out with a group of veterans in Idaho for their first fishing trip and brings us the story.
Early morning is when the fish bite. It's 5 a.m., totally dark, and six military vets are standing around a couple of pickups smoking cigarettes. One has a Purple Heart license plate and a wheelchair in the bed. The others are inked, and when they joke at each other, nothing is off limits. Slams on Yo Mama zing back and forth. They're heading to the South Fork of the Boise River on this Sunday morning in southwest Idaho. They're going fly fishing. The trucks cross the Anderson Ranch Dam and drop into a gorge of dirt road, wheelchair bouncing at every pothole. This is not a guided trip with some nonprofit devoted to fly fishing. These are just the friends of Jake Thacker.
My name's Jake Thacker. I was born in Boise, Idaho.
How long have you been fly fishing?
Since I was 8.
Thacker met these guys through the Idaho Veterans Network, and today, he's making them trade their structured Thursday night support group for a day on the river. Most of them have never even held a fly rod.
Pull it out till you get your fly line out. Look at that.
Eric Karen has a little experience fly fishing and tries to teach one of the other guys how to cast.
Don't fight me.
I'm trying not to.
So, back, pause. That one. Did you feel the difference?
No. First timer.
They're standing before an iconic Idaho landscape. Golden hills, morning sun glinting off the river, birds and birch trees, the smell of bug spray. They test the height of their waders in the water, and their casts look nothing like the magazine cover fly fishermen.
I'd forgotten how much it was therapeutic, really. Just being, you know, out on a river, catching fish.
Fly fishing helped Thacker return his life to normal after getting back from the invasion of Iraq. He says war is the hardest thing he's ever done. He called it life-changing, and not in a good way.
I mean, I was depressed. I had substance abuse problems. I isolated. But getting out, it took my mind off all that. I felt good, you know, because I actually went outside and did something.
His friends have seen the change in him since he started fly fishing again. George Nickel is the vice president of the Idaho Veterans Network, and he remembers when he...
First met Jake, yep.
What was he like?
He was a basket case. Well, he was going, handling a lot of his problems on his own, and just internalizing a lot of stuff, and coping with problems in self-destructive manners. And I think when I first met Jake, I didn't even know he had a sense of humor. There was no humor involved in it. It was all business, all seriousness, and now there's actually good times.
Nickel's fingers are thick with silver rings. He wades out into the river alone and casts his fly rod calmly, repetitively. It's a stark difference from his rock bottom in 2009, when Nickel put on his combat vest, grabbed his rifle and his handgun, and started shooting down the hall of his apartment complex. He ended up in an armed standoff with the Boise Police Department.
Two different universes. I mean, where I was at then to where I'm at now, because usually on, you know, on Sunday this time of day, I'd be, you know, knee deep in a 24 pack, and I couldn't imagine standing out here learning how to fly fish because I really didn't envision any type of future at all.
Nickel owns a fly rod now, and for Thacker, he goes fly fishing 3 times a week. It's his goal to get other vets outside, like James Donaldson.
I'm gonna turn you around.
Yeah.
With some help from his friends, Donaldson gets his wheelchair to the bank of the river, and Thacker hands him a pole.
Last time I fished, I was still in high school, and it's like after I turned 18.
Donaldson's legs end at his knees. He lost them on his tour in Iraq.
It was the morning of July 14th.
And they had just finished a patrol with the police.
We just got done doing a patrol with the police.
Donaldson was driving between two other Humvees when he got hit by an IED.
P-shaped charge IED. Didn't feel anything. I tried to stop the Humvee but couldn't hit the brakes. I guess my left leg was like gone, like nothing left of it.
His right leg was still there, but
it was still on the gas pedal.
So the vehicle didn't stop until it ran into something. Donaldson doesn't remember what that something was.
Had a hard time adapting. I didn't leave my apartment. I didn't do anything. Really leave my apartment at all or do anything. Like, pretty much from 07 till the beginning of 09.
Since then, Donaldson has learned to play basketball from his chair. He's gone bowling and shooting, ridden four-wheelers, played ping pong, and now fly fishing.
It's still an everyday thing for me. It's still hard to accept the fact that I don't have my legs, but I never would have met these guys, honestly. I don't think I ever would have.
I just hope he has a good time and enjoys himself. Hopefully he catches a fish. I'd really like to get him hooked. It's good for him. He says he needs to get out. I agree. I try to get more people out.
Thacker is going to school now to get his degree in business. With that, he plans to open his own guide service. This isn't just a hobby, but something he wants to do with his life. And he started reaching out to businesses, trying to get fly fishing gear and trips donated to the Idaho Veterans Network. He's always looking to take more vets out on the water and get them hooked, too.
Have you guys caught anything yet?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
These guys didn't catch a single fish the whole day, but that didn't matter to them. That's not what this was about. This was about relaxation. It was about fresh air and Idaho wilderness. It's about recovery. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Jessica Murray.
The Cold War may be over, but the cold storage boom is in full swing in China. Up next, we're going to hear about the dramatic growth in refrigerator ownership and what it means for China's economy and global climate change. That's after the news, when word of mouth continues.